As much as women enjoy conversation, they do not like men who spend the evening talking only about their own problems and achievements. I counsel a number of women who subscribe to one of the dating services in our area. After they use a dating service, I frequently hear, "The guy was a bore. All he did was talk about himself." This indicates that conversation that satisfies a woman's need must focus on the events of her day, people she may have encountered, and, most of all, how she feels about them. She wants verbal attention, but she willingly gives the same attention to her husband and enjoys some conversation in which the man only talks about himself and what he has done. Most important, a woman wants to be with someone who, in her perception, cares deeply about her and for her. When she perceives this kind of caring, she feels close to the person with whom she talks. In the female psyche, conversation blends with affection to help the woman feel united with the other person. She feels bonded to that person as long as the affection and conversations continue on a daily basis. If a husband's job takes him out of town, the telephone can help maintain a sense of communication and closeness. But even if he calls home every night, when he returns, it's quite common for his wife to need a day or two to reestablish the bonding to her husband she had before he left. Women married to men who travel often tell me how hard they find adjusting to their spouse's return. One said, "It takes a day or two for me to feel close enough to make love." Many, perhaps most, of the couples I counsel have problems that are job-related. Jobs that require a lot of travel, like sales, airline positions, executive work, and the like, wreak havoc on marriages. The in-and-out pattern of the spouse on the move makes it difficult, if not impossible, for the other spouse to maintain a sense of oneness. Where both spouses often move about, it becomes twice the challenge to remain emotionally bonded. It takes time to communicate. If a husband seriously wants to meet his wife's need to feel close to him, he will give the task sufficient time and attention. I tell male clients they should learn to set aside 15 hours a week to give their wives undivided attention. Many men look at me as if they think I'm losing my mind, or they just laugh and say, in other words, "I need a 36-hour day." I don't bat an eye, but simply ask them how much time they spent giving their wives undivided attention during their courting days. Any bachelor who fails to devote something close to 15 hours a week to his girlfriend faces the strong likelihood of losing her. What happens on a typical date during courtship? A couple finds an activity that provides an excuse to get together. Usually they share a recreational activity, like playing racquetball or going to a movie or out to dinner. But the activity is incidental. They really want to get together to focus on each other. Most dates center around showing each other affection and having conversation. When a courting couple shares their time, they usually have two basic, although possibly unconscious, goals. They try to, one, get to know each other more thoroughly, and two, let each other know how much they care for each other. Why should these goals be dropped after the wedding? The couple desiring a happy marriage carries on with these functions and goals throughout their lifetimes. Primarily, for the sake of the woman, they must set aside time to have dates with each other. Here's where my recommended 15 hours comes in. A couple may include other activities in this period of time, but the primary activity should be conversation, private and intimate conversation, without children or friends. Without much time together, women especially lose the sense of intimacy they need and enjoy so much, and the love bank begins to be drained of funds. I settled on 15 hours a week by asking female clients how much time they need with their husbands before they feel close and comfortable enough to enjoy sexual intimacy. A given activity qualifies to be part of the 15-hour goal if you can affirmatively answer the question, "Does this activity allow us to focus primarily on each other?" Going to see a movie for 3 hours does not meet our criterion. You may exchange some affection during the running of the film, but in most cases you cannot truly say you focused attention on each other. Activities like taking a walk, going to a restaurant, boating on a quiet pond, golfing, sunbathing at the beach, things of that nature, better qualify. Any recreational activity that requires intense concentration or so much exercise that conversation becomes difficult does not qualify. If you engaged in conversation while riding together in the car, however, count it toward the 15 hours. Do the same for shared meals that include no distraction from children or other sources. During courtship, women fall in love as a result of the time they spend exchanging conversation and affection. If a couple continues to engage in the activities that brought them together in the first place, their marriage will tend to be a good one. When two people get married, each partner has a right to expect the same loving care and attention that prevailed during the courtship to continue after the wedding. Unfortunately, the common stereotype applied to many, perhaps most marriages, shows one or both spouses doing a complete flip-flop in actions or attitudes before the I do's hardly died away. Of course, the stereotype lacks accuracy because it usually takes several months or even years for things to change, but they do change. Why? Because in marriage, people do not make a commitment of time to each other. We know better, but we all tend to take our spouses for granted. The new pressures in life after marriage often catch us off guard, and we run out of time to care for the person to whom we've committed our life.